This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America here in Washington. The group is especially concerned about a judicial nomination that could get Senate attention this week. It's the nomination of District U.S. Court Judge David Hamilton to the appellate level. And Wendy's here to explain why she thinks this would be a dangerous elevation. And Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on.
Well, we know there were all these different nomination fights during the Bush administration when Democrats were concerned about different nominees. This is the first one on the appellate level that seems to be getting a lot of attention. What is it about David Hamilton that makes you think he's unfit for the appellate bench?
Well, he not only was the very first one of President Obama's nominees, but he's also the most objectionable. David Hamilton was a fundraiser for ACORN. He worked for the ACLU as a federal judge. He banned prayers that named Jesus Christ, but he allowed prayers that named Allah. He blocked a parental consent law that had previously been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, and he's been soft on child predators. You look at nearly any issue, he's been on the wrong side of it. You know, many Americans over the decades have been concerned about judges that have been soft on criminals and not willing to uphold the Constitution and the law. David Hamilton is a poster child for what a federal judicial activist looks like, someone who abuses his position in order to impose his own opinions, which are contrary to the Constitution.
Wendy, how long has he been on the district bench, and is this a lengthy pattern throughout his tenure, or are there just a few cases here that trouble you?
David Hamilton has been on the bench for a number of years. He actually, when he was nominated by President Clinton, was rated as unqualified by the American Bar Association. That's highly unusual. And he lived up to that qualification since he's been on the federal bench. So he's had a consistent pattern of ruling inconsistent with the Constitution. There was not just a few objectionable rulings that people made differ over. These are decisions that fly in the face of decisions by the U.S. Supreme Court, that fly in the face of the Constitution, that fly in the face of common American beliefs. I think many people are very concerned about groups like ACORN that have abused our electoral system. Judge Hamilton proudly raised money for ACORN. He proudly worked for the American Civil Liberties Union, which is an organization that has weakened America throughout the years. So he has a consistent record that is contrary to the laws of our land and contrary to our Constitution. He is not someone that should be promoted for having such a bad record.
Wendy, what kind of overturning rate does he have given some of the decisions you've mentioned?
Yes, he's been overturned quite often. In fact, many of the decisions that I've mentioned were overturned by the appellate court that he now stands to sit on. So what that means is that not only was he wrong as a federal judge, but now he could be promoted and have a stronger opportunity to uphold these bad kinds of decisions.
Wendy, of course, during the Bush administration, Democrats were lining up filibusters to some of the president's most prominent choices, including some that never got on the bench, like Miguel Estrada. Given the numbers now in the Senate, it appears that the only way you're likely to win a fight like this is through the filibuster. So what are you encouraging members to do?
Well, we encourage the members of the Senate to take a hard look at David Hamilton's record, that it is unconstitutional. And frankly, we're telling senators that a vote for David Hamilton is a vote against religious freedom, and it's a vote against parental rights, and it's frankly a vote against the Constitution. So we hope that senators get that message loud and clear, that if they support David Hamilton, then that means that they are supporting the concept of judicial activism that is contrary to the oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
Last question. I know you've got to run. What kind of response are you hearing on the Hill? Do you think you have a chance to win this?
It's going to be very difficult. Sadly, many senators just give a rubber stamp approval to nominees by those who have been nominated by the administration. And we are disappointed with some senators who really ought to know better, but they're driven by things like they're the senator of the home state that the judge is from. That is not how a judge should be chosen, just simply their location, if they live in the same state as the senator.
Wendy, unfortunately, we've got to run, and I know you do too. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.